Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
So let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. Dictator Ron DeSantis incredibly lets you walk around without masks. That tyrant allows your kids to go to school during the pandemic, year two or four, or who the hell knows. I urge you living in Florida to join the fight. Or join us in California, where we'll take the money you earn and give it to people who don't work. Visit San Francisco, where you can walk through human feces. If you're lucky, you might step on a syringe. Check out Los Angeles, where gas is so expensive, your kids only need to skip a meal or two or ten to afford it. California, where freedom means lockdowns for you, while I go to the places you can't afford. Don't let them take your freedom. Come to California, where we'll take it, along with your money.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luckers who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime,
I listen to the Prove Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Prove Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Prove Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Prove Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Thursday. We'll have somebody co-hosting, I think. V, I don't know if you're out there or not. I might pick up and see. V, because you didn't press the one button, and I don't know. There you are. Okay. So V's going to join us here for at least a little bit. And if you want to talk to us out there in Radio Land, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So I have V here, I guess. I totally didn't expect anything here. I just found out during the music timeout that I did not have Candace today. So
I mean, well, if you want, I can hang up. I can hang up the phone. I could always hang up.
No, here I am getting ready to say, okay, Candace, what do you have tonight? Then I find out that Danielle's washing dishes, and you said you're going to join too, and I'm like, what's this about?
Right. She's got laryngitis. I've got a cold, and it has taken a toll on my voice, but, you know, you've heard me sound worse.
So you're not working tonight then, I take it?
No, I'm off Wednesday night and Thursday night. I work Friday night through Tuesday night.
Oh. Okay.
Right, I got put on the midnight schedule. I work overnights now from 10 p.m. to 6:30 a.m.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And they didn't get rid of you because you refused a gene therapy?
No, I got really lucky with that. I was recovering from my hip replacement when they requested it. And they asked everyone for exemptions during that same period that I was recovering. So when I came back to work this year, it was like the end of January, I asked all my bosses, I was like, do I have to do anything because I heard about this mandate? And they were like, no, just keep testing weekly. And we basically were allowed to test ourselves. So the deadline was February 1st. And so here I am mid-January, like just kind of being put back and nobody knew what to do either. They weren't really being given any direction. And then I get a call that I was being put on the termination list. So I said, well, I've never filled out an exemption. And they were like, oh, you didn't? Oh, forget it. Never mind. Because they technically couldn't fire me without having an opportunity to appeal. So then 2 months after that, when they were coming down for the second round of people who were getting fired, I made the termination list again. And that's when I said the same thing. I said, look, I never filled out the exemption form. We went through this already, and they just left me alone. So I got lucky, and now they dropped the whole thing. And look at this. I have so many guys who gave in and got the shot, excuse me, and they were so mad because just weeks later, literally weeks later, the whole thing just went down like it did. You know, they didn't get fired, but they were like, damn it, I didn't want that stuff in me, you know, and then their spouses were pissed off and the kids, and they've got all these weird things going on in their bodies now. So it's really just a travesty.
So I am honestly curious as because you have insurance companies life insurance companies who are paying out these premiums, and they're starting to sue the gene therapy makers. Can people sue their employers over being forced to get this and having adverse effects because you obviously can't sue the doctor?
Right. Everybody's going to try. You know, I think they're all going to skirt around it and hide behind the skirt of the government, and the government's going to hide behind Big Pharma skirt and the exemption that they have. So I don't see it going anywhere, honestly. And now I'm on my fifth year without a contract, and we're only allowed to do like 2 years at a time. And the people who negotiate them get paid thousands of dollars every day, and they just drag it out unnecessarily. The per people, I forgot, PERB, they drag it out, and they leave us without any raises or any negotiating things on the table. So I'm about to get maybe 2 years retro when I'm owed five. So it's really just depressing. On a probably 1 or 2% raise. Honestly, that's The most I ever got was 4%. Excuse me. I don't know where I got this cold either. I'm never around people. It makes no sense to me.
See, I thought you were getting ready to retire.
Well, I'm forced into retirement. I have a meeting with a medical board this December, and I'll see the pension board after that. And the pension board is the one who determines my retirement. Excuse me.
Okay.
Whether it's going to be injury pay or, you know, the half disability pay.
Okay. And then you're out.
No, that's it. Taking a long time.
Because I don't see you staying around New York.
No, definitely not. Still researching where to move to. Haven't been able to really travel much because of a lot of the restrictions. And a lot of them dropped, so... But I wasn't about to put myself back on a plane wearing a mask and stand 6 feet apart from people on those ridiculous lines, which are already long enough as it is. Wasn't about to do it.
Yeah.
I just heard that Japan opened back up. I didn't even know they were closed. Did you hear this?
No.
Mm.
No, talk
Japan
to me.
Finally opened its doors to foreigners or, I guess, tourists. They were completely closed all the time.
I didn't even know that.
Like, what? Yeah, why the hell would anybody want to go over there now? They could start claiming that everybody's giving them all kinds of foreign diseases. Next thing you know, they got leprosy going around there. They're going to blame us in America, which we'll probably have a vaccine for. Sorry.
I'm just curious as to what happens when Pfizer announced in hearings a couple days ago that they never even tested these gene therapies.
Right. Did you see the fact checks on that already? They went right out.
So they're saying that I didn't see the fact checks. So the fact checks are saying that that was false, even though they said
right.
it in court?
Missing context.
Oh.
One of those fact checks. They said that.
Well, if it's missing context, then the CEO of Pfizer would be responsible for that, not me.
Right, touche. I don't know why PolitiFact or any other publication is responsible.
I guess that's the way that they can recoup it. So if they get fined $1 billion, all of us share it on social media, and then PayPal just collects $2,500 from everybody.
I'm sure. Don't spread that misinformation. They lost so many. I heard their stock crashed so bad because of that.
Yeah.
And there's no way they didn't.
Yeah, I was going to get in on that because now they're offering $15 a person, and not that it's a lot, but I figured I'll make a call because I'm looking at replacements for PayPal. We are we're going through a site upgrade on Barefoot is Legal. So as soon as I know that's something that because they're trying to upload the new website as we speak, and they're talking about there's bugs and stuff as they try to upload the site. So because they're so literally they're uploading it right now.
Oh, nice.
That's not even figurative, or they'll do it in a few days. They're literally talking right now about taking down the old site and putting the new one up. I just had a pop-up while you were talking last. So I'm not going to inundate them until the website is up, and then we have to explore other options.
Right. I'm trying to think of how
and
many
And I have to make
companies.
Sure that whatever we get is compatible with what we want to do.
This is not the first time that people have been looking to, you know, payment companies other than PayPal. You know, we had this happen over the last 2 years where anybody's political leanings got them banned. So I'm trying to think. There were a bunch of companies that people were trying to switch to, and a lot of them were foreign. But there's not too many. Like, everybody was virtue signaling. Everybody was on the side of BLM. Everybody was on the side of the left-wing media. And I fear for our just selections.
You know what's
and
funny
then,
is even there's even Democrats now that are calling for hearings in regards to what PayPal said. That's how egregious it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on the Gateway Pundit.
Okay. I admit I haven't read it today. I was a little bit out of it. I had a nasty sinus headache. But, you know, when they say, well, go ahead and get your own. You know how the left always does that? Like, oh, we banned you from all these other things. We'll make your own. And then they make it impossible for you to have it on any platform or any browser. So any app store will carry it. And people have to use the web, like Gab. Gab is not allowed on any web stores, whatever you call them, app stores, excuse me. Yeah, you have to go online and use a browser. That's why I never keep up with my Gab. I haven't logged into that thing in months.
Yeah, sometimes I post stories to my Gab, but I haven't tried to make too many friends on there. It's hard to make friends on there, actually, because it's not the same.
True. It's hard to make friends on Facebook, I've noticed. And people add me on TikTok like crazy. People, you know, that you don't even know. But Twitter, maybe I'm lucky if I get one person who follows every day. Maybe.
Oh,
and
I have no problems. I've had 5,000 friends for about 10 years.
Oh, no, I can't even get to 1,000. Oh, maybe I was at 1,000. I deleted about 400 or 500 people a long time ago. But, yeah, cop haters and stuff like that, I can't get with those people.
A good way to do it is find some of your trustworthy friends with 5,000 friends and see if you have anybody that you have a ton of similar friends with.
But people are more protective about their Facebook. They tend to use it with private stuff like family things. And I don't know. I don't feel like that's the case.
Not anybody that's patriot-minded. You'll notice people that have 3,000 friends and up, they don't care.
I mean, I follow people, but I don't always get a follow back, you know. But it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah, well, when you're involved in media and running a nonprofit like I am, I can't just have 206 friends. People are going to say, well, you're not popular. You're not a good radio show host. You only have 200 friends.
Right. No, that's true. It makes sense. I mean, honestly, I do have to work on my numbers, especially if I'm retiring, you know, in less than a year.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a new career, essentially. It's just, this whole thing is frustrating. It's like, you have to post a lot. You have to use a lot of hashtags and stuff. And on Instagram, trying to stay active on Twitter. I had a Twitter account before. I don't know if I told you. I got my account shut down for promoting hate speech and promoting violence.
Oh.
And all I did was retweet other people who had blue check marks. They kept their account,
yes.
And I lost mine.
That's how it works.
Yes, I see. So I tried to appeal it. I got an email almost immediately. Absolutely not. No appeals. So I created another account. I had to use a different IP address, a different email. Oh, my gosh. What a pain. And now I've been behaving, not promoting violence. And people are rude.
Oh, on Twitter, absolutely, because they know, well, it was their safe haven where they could say whatever they wanted, and the communist Twitter would have their back.
That's true. And now Elon's going to buy it. They're terrified. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we do have somebody that wants to join us in a conversation, but before we get there, I want to get some Bitcoin discussion going, and most notably, I want to talk XRP, if you have any info on that.
Ah, man, that's so funny you say that, because I bought XRP through a different platform. I had to buy through like a Chinese platform and another one called CoinEx. They just didn't allow it once they banned it. I remember when they locked it down, I had to buy it through, what was that, Trust Wallet, through their browser before they banned the browser. because it didn't hold up to the guidelines or whatever, the community guidelines. So my XRP is sitting in a crypto wallet, and I have no way of using it, obviously. And then now I can't even buy it on Coinbase. But apparently they won the lawsuit. You know, it doesn't make any sense that this is the only crypto that has been locked in this kind of this legal battle for years. I don't understand it at all.
But and you still can't buy XRP on Coinbase.
That's right. And I think it's going to be used as a currency, a main currency in several countries, mostly in the Middle East. So the SEC and all these other people saying that they can't trade here, this is like the hub of the world for trade. It just doesn't this is like the biggest push of fascism. I don't understand it. And I don't understand how the elites keep their power like this. You know, when there's other elites, it's like elites battling elites in wars that we don't even see in these battles, you know, and they off each other and they say they commit suicide probably, you know, all kinds of creepy stuff they have going on. I don't know if you've seen it. You know, like there's all these Russian oil people who committed suicide, all these moguls who supposedly killed themselves or died of a heart attack in the last year. Very suspicious. So I feel like, you know, we're always going to be under this. I'm just trying to enjoy the grass under my feet and the sky over my head while it's not filled with radiation.
Yeah, I did buy a bunch of iodine recently just because, but I probably don't have anywhere near enough.
Right. Now, as far as trading, I'm still buying stuff on Coinbase. I saw that Bitcoin took a little dip today to 18,000. I bought it when it hit the 19,000 mark, just that right there. I grabbed some more. I just keep grabbing it. I keep grabbing more Stellar Lumens. I keep checking up on Maker ever since you told me about it. I keep my eye on it because I know that
it
hit
100,000.
Right, it was around 900. And the lowest it's ever been for me that I've seen in the last year or so is 500. And I was, like, really tempted to buy a whole one then because, look, it bounced up to 1,100. I would have been able to skim 600 off that. And that's always a good feeling. Right? I like it. So my wallet's been pretty sad to look at. Like, I just try not to look at it too much, but I just recently joined this thing with Coinbase where they charge you, I think it's like 30 or 40 bucks a month to avoid all the fees. And for me, that's a benefit because I do buy a lot of crypto.
Yeah, and you're in New York, so yeah, I get it.
Right, and I'm over $40 a month easy on fees. So it works out for people like me.
So do you think anything is ever going to finally happen with XRP? Because it's just tiring just waiting around and you can't do anything. But it looks like they won their lawsuit. So what's the holdup?
Every year they say, oh, we're almost done. We're wrapping it up. It's like, I'm as tired as you are. They're playing with us. These legal games, my God. The things that drag on. It's like that woman in the UK, she kills like 10 or 12 babies, and that was in 2015. Like, why is she even not in prison or under the jail right now? Doesn't make any sense. Things just drag on that make absolutely no sense. Could be handled 1, 2, 3, quick. Why XRP would even
do you go on Coinbase every day still?
Every day. Yeah.
Okay. I did the free money yesterday with the 00 token.
Nice.
That's the one thing. If you ever get a Coinbase account, they'll randomly introduce you to new cryptos, and you get to earn money just by watching their 90-second videos.
That's right. You know, they did that for CeeLo Gold when it came out, and CeeLo at the time was $3.99. You'd be lucky if it's 80 cents right now. It's crazy because I got the two free ones, and I was like, yee-hee! You're not even worth a dollar. Oh,
Hey, and Algorand, I know you're not, you said in New York you can't collect interest, right?
No, that's right.
So Algorand, they had 6% interest last year, and then they cut it down to like 3%. So I took my money out of it, and now it's back up to 5.75% interest.
Yeah, I see that. That's pretty decent. Well, I'm not sure if they'll allow it now. Things have changed, you know?
Yeah.
I see it. I see earned rewards when you own Algo. I see it here, and it looks different from other cryptos, so I'm assuming now they allow it for me.
Oh. Well, there's only one way to find out.
I know, right? With 33 cents, it's not terrible.
Yeah, well, you can get 3 Algorands for a dollar.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get more than that. But thank you.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and open the microphone here for somebody very near and dear to you, V.
All right.
What's up?
Vio, you son of a gun.
What are you doing?
Man, I'm over here sick as a dog.
Yeah, thank God it ain't COVID. You know, but then again, better of getting it than not getting getting the vax. So I'd rather get it again. That's basically
how
I feel. Bro,
everything's COVID, man. You can't have an itchy ear
everything.
Rather than taking it. For real.
Now,
so how many of you are voting for Kathy Hochul out there?
It's down to 2%. It's down to 2% lead for her. She's done. I'm telling you right now, Zeldin's going to beat her. Unless something really crazy comes out on Zeldin, you know, between now and Election Day, he's got this. He's going to win.
There's so many lies being spread about him with the whole abortion deal.
Of course.
The ads run all day.
And he it's clear. He's not against abortion.
Right.
You know, he sees, you know, you want to get an abortion, get it, but let's be reasonable here. You know, not up until the moment of birth. Enough. In New York State, you can get one up until the moment of birth in New York State. And yet there are people that I've spoken to that are staunch abortion supporters. They tell me you're wrong. You can't get an abortion up until birth. I mean, don't tell me. They got rid of the 28-week rule. That's it. It's done. You can get it any time. And they still think I'm making things up. You know, the gaslighting is incredible.
It's so true. And you could show people in paper. They'll be like, that's a bad source. So you read that shit.
You know, and they still say it's sad that abortion now is reversed in America. I'm like, you can still get an abortion. And, you know, if depending on where you're living, if your state doesn't allow it, you drive into the state next door and get one. What's the big deal? There's nothing preventing you from doing that.
California is willing to roll out the red carpet for you.
For anybody. And all these businesses, even Dick's Foot Sports. Sporting goods, they'll pay for you to fly there and have it.
What?
Yes, there's all these different.
Yeah, they'll put you in a hotel, all expenses paid.
Yep. Pay for the whole procedure and everything, bro. I'm telling you, it's getting down to where like you literally have to make all your own everything because every business is turning into like the most evil entities. There's nothing left, bro.
Well, look at the bright side, Vito. You could call California and tell them you want to get an abortion. Can you get a free trip to California?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they're putting people up in nice hotels in California, especially in L.A. If you're homeless, you go on vacation in L.A. and just get a room, a nice room in a nice hotel.
Men can get pregnant.
And men can, well, especially trans men or trans, I'm confused now. When I heard that doctor say that, can men get pregnant? And the doctor responded, yes, especially trans women. And I'm like, wait a minute. So men can get pregnant in addition to trans women? It's so upside down now. You know, it's a joke. It's becoming a joke now.
It is.
Yeah, but they do that stuff in China to see who's loyal. They'll have people believing the most stupidest stuff, like a square has seven sides.
I believe it.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God, we're all doomed.
Hey, just a dumb trivia question since that came up. I saw this on Jeopardy, and I saw three people get this wrong. So I figured I'll ask. How many sides does a banana have?
Oh, good question.
Three people on Jeopardy got this wrong, so I'll just let you know.
I will go with four sides. I will go with four peels. So I'll go with four sides.
No.
Four peels, man.
Wow. Oh.
V?
Top and bottom, two sides.
Two sides? A banana has two sides?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you got that wrong, right?
Yeah.
So what's
the
right
answer? A banana has five sides.
Mm.
Five sides. Damn.
So the next time you peel a banana, count them.
Yeah, I always count. I got to go to a truck stop now and buy a banana.
Proof, nobody can afford a freaking banana. What the hell are you talking about? Somebody give Proof CPR.
I don't know what happens sometimes.
Yeah, so in England they were having a hearing, and they were asking some doctor about the COVID vaccine, if it was tested on humans or whatever, and it was a female. She said no.
Correct. Hmm.
And they're gaslighting that too now?
Well, there's missing contacts.
I heard it. I mean, you know, and it's like you said, V, they had to have this thing ready to roll they were probably planning this for years.
Yes.
Rolling this,
there's
this
no way
vaccine
they had
out because...
There's no way they have
It's not possible. Virus. Not possible.
Not physically possible.
You know, and did you hear that Stu Peters program I sent you?
No.
From yesterday, there was a woman who got, it's irrefutable that this is nanotechnology. It's not a vaccine, and neither is the COVID. It's also a live. It's tied to 5G. Masks don't do nothing. It's just crazy. It comes to life with 5G. I can't explain it, but the way she laid it out, I'm like, dude, this stuff is conspiracy beyond anything we've ever seen or experienced. I mean, what they did to the Jews in during World War II, they ramped it up. Now they're going for everybody. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but I think that when they go greedy, that's when they lose, and they're not very far ahead. So just because they control the finances doesn't mean that they're going to win.
The thing is, why did they do this now? I mean, I think that the more info is coming out on it, the more that I think they're going to unleash some kind of a weapon on us that's going to kill people instantly. I really do think that they just...
Well, that might be the nuclear bomb that they're talking about, because everybody's talking about it now.
Because it's starting to come out now. I mean, you know, more and more stuff is getting revealed about what was done, and, you know, what's going to happen when people start getting pissed off now. And people are starting to get pissed off.
Oh, yeah, more and more people waking up to it.
You know, what's going to happen? What is going to be done? We have to quiet the dissenters now. How are they going to do it?
Nobody wants to move their assets. They don't have money behind it. Everybody's money is tight. That's the problem. It's the middle class is being attacked. The middle class is not going to get up off their ass, take a day off from work, go anywhere to protest if they don't make sure that they've got it covered at home. Nobody's going to do that to themselves. Nothing's going to happen.
I see the people clashing, and
the people fighting before I see anybody standing up against this government. And I'm trying to sound pessimistic.
Well, something's going to happen. Something's going to give eventually. I think that dam is going to break. The thing is, what are they going to do to us? To stifle, the dissenters, the people who really are starting to expose the truth out there.
Well, and that is what the banking
and
claim that there's a cybersecurity attack with the banks, so they have to shut down for a couple weeks, so they can roll out digital currency.
If they shut down the banks, poof, you're going to see even more craziness. If people don't have access to their money, they're going to go nuts.
It's funny because people don't like to stay on top of the news. They say it's depressing or it causes them anxiety.
Well,
they get scared.
CNN says, there is stuff going on. People, you better start waking up. And, be ready for what's coming, because it's coming.
So, legitimate question here, and I don't know what the right answer would be for people, but if there's a banking holiday for, let's say the United States banking is shut down for 30 days so they can create a digital currency, are people still going to go to work?
Hell yeah.
No question. It's going to be another lockdown, maybe. They're calling it a reset, right? That's what Schwab is telling us.
That's right.
I don't even know how they could just do digital currency like that without, any congressional, as far as I know, Congress didn't approve it. This has not been this
well,
just
look
an executive
at, look at
order.
India, though. India is in the middle of their 20-day banking holiday.
That's right.
So they can roll out their digital. Yeah. And that's
right.
1.25 billion people.
And what about people that are visiting India? What are they going to use as far as currency goes?
I don't have a clue.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why I tell people to have something in cryptocurrency so you can buy something. Somebody will sell you something, I promise.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do have a lot of silver, so I'm, at least something, at least that's something that you could use in a pinch. That's actually more reliable than fake money.
Yeah, I have some of that, too.
What a shame, man.
But hey, but Vito, are you voting in New York or Pennsylvania?
I'm driving right now. I'm not gonna be able to go to New York for Election Day. I'm pretty confident that Zeldin's gonna win.
So they don't have early voting in New York?
They probably do, but I'm not even home to get a ballot if they sent me one in the mail.
You won't be home before the end of the month?
Nah. I'll be home next week just for a day. I have to take care of my gun permit and back out until Thanksgiving.
Well, it could be in the mail then.
That's true. I was thinking about becoming a licensed armed guard before I retire, while I have my, full
It's not worth it.
Really?
You're working for some bullshit company who will fire you in a second. They don't care.
I know, but they pay like almost $50 an hour, some of them.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, what the heck?
Wow, if you can get a job that pays $50 an hour, go for it.
Yeah, I've seen between 35 and 50.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I mean, if you can get it, but me personally, I think working when I left, I started working for an airline. That was a good gig for me because I could travel pretty much anywhere.
That's nice. I'd love one of those airline credit cards, like Delta or American.
It's not a bad job. You get a ticket, get a ticket agent job.
No thanks.
I got my $40,000 a year customer service job in the morning.
There you go.
And I don't leave my office.
Nice.
But you work out of your home, no proof?
Yes.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's got to be worth a few thousand dollars there, especially in New York.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're starting to bring people back to work who've been at home from the lockdown. And people are having meltdowns having to go into an office. They're saying that psychologically they're not ready for it.
Well, they are. They just don't want to go back to the Chris that they previously had. It's easy to work from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to worry about if they have to take the subway to work and they have to worry about getting mugged or killed on a subway just to go to work when they were working at home?
I mean, my CPS job, when I was doing it during the lockdown, I was working at my house in Pennsylvania. Man, it was so good. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I can't live in this state, though. I tell you, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Well, you could always move to Pennsylvania and help vote for John Fetterwoman.
Fetterneck? No thanks.
Well, he said his name is Fetterwoman.
Oh,
John
no.
Fetterwoman! Yeah, he was out there at a rally.
My name is John Fetterwoman!
Oh, poor bastard.
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles! No.
Yeah, so just remember that. And now whenever I talk about the Phillies, I always have to say the Phillies are so much better than the Phillies.
That's right. Yeah, apparently I was listening to Glenn Beck today, and he was saying that MSNBC came out and said that Fetterman is mentally incapable of running for office because of the stroke he had.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
so
hopefully,
anybody
hopefully
that's voting for him
win.
Is not voting for him. They're voting based on the D behind his name.
Yeah. Well, as one person, who said it? As far as Democrats go, if Gavin Newsom, being that people would, was that you that said it yesterday, Pooh? Because I was listening to the show yesterday. Someone said, I heard it on a show. I don't know if it was your show, but if Gavin Newsom said that if you vote for me and I get reelected, I'm going to kill you, being that he's a Democrat, people would still vote for him.
Oh, I said that, yes. Absolutely.
That was you.
That.
Okay, I thought it was you. And I was like, so true, man. I mean, it's so true. So true that is. Even if Hitler was a Democrat running against Trump and it was Hitler name on the ballot, there not only would be people that would vote for him, the Jews would vote for him. That's how crazy
yeah.
it is.
Let me tell you, people are still out there online talking about how Trump said he grabs women by the you-know-what.
Yeah.
That he summons people to the Capitol. He summoned them there to destroy it and try and
yeah,
stop
Yeah, that's me. Stupid.
And that whole
limo
story was the funniest ever.
Right.
The one, yeah, when the driver grabbed, yeah, he jumped the front. That is...
With the partition and everything.
Yeah. I heard...
he
I heard... We're not just, it's a bulletproof partition, D. You know, and I don't even think that the partition, like a regular limo, it goes down. I think he is completely isolated as a compartment. You can't even...
Right.
Go from the front to the back. That screen doesn't lower.
That's right.
No, I believe if he wants to talk to the driver, there's an intercom or something, right?
Yes. I believe that's the only way they can do it. Correct. Now, and if he runs, he's going to win again. I do believe he's going to win again.
Unless they trot out Big Mike.
No way. Mike is not going to. No way.
She is a nice lady, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I strongly believe that, though. I think Big Mike is the only one that could defeat Trump. But I think DeSantis could beat anybody, including Big Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if
no,
anything,
I think
Trump
that there's a lot of people out there that are Trumped out, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, some people.
And we know he's going to be 82. You know?
Yeah,
nobody wants
still,
a freaking 80-year-old president. Nobody.
No. Nah. And meanwhile, you have Biden who can't even, you know, who has to read off the cue cards to remind them of what the hell to do and what to say. He had that interview yesterday with Tapper, and he dropped his cue cards, and he's like, oh, blah, blah, and he had Tapper reached down and picked up the cue cards and handed them back to Biden, and then he continued with the whatever he was saying.
Hmm. I hope the cue cards were in order, and then they got messed up by two or three.
Oh, poof. That is so funny.
Yeah.
But I think this is DeSantis' job to lose, personally, if he wants it.
Yeah, he may wait. Honestly, I think he's going to I think he's going to hold off. I don't think he's going to announce a run.
Yeah, because Florida will be down the toilet if he leaves.
Yeah. I mean,
he's got a
you know,
big gig over there, dude.
I think he wants to leave it. I think he wants to, yeah, he wants to have someone who's, you know, his successor is a Republican, you know, and not that not that mess head that was running against him. When he won the last election. You know, but a Trump DeSantis ticket isn't a bad gig.
I don't think DeSantis would be vice president.
No, that was floated out there, but I think that in a way, DeSantis might see it as Trump being a little toxic to him.
I think there's somebody else on the scene that could be a great vice president, though.
Yeah, there's a female from Illinois. I don't know.
Thinking a female from Hawaii named Tulsi Gabbard.
Could throw her in there too. But poof, it's very possible. You know, she would.
Yeah,
be
I think
best,
she just put herself right at the top of being the vice president in the Republican side. Because if DeSantis is not going to be president, then he's going to stay as governor. He's not going to be a vice.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely better vice presidential material than the one that we currently have, the cackler that we have.
Yeah.
So. No. I mean,
and how would that be for you? Would be reaching out to all kinds of former Democrats.
Yeah. True. It would really open the door up to a lot of people coming to Trump to his side.
I don't trust
it would be
Tulsi.
A good move.
Yeah, at first it might not make sense, but the more you think about Tulsi Gabbard as vice president, it starts to make sense to put her on the short list.
Right. But like she still refers to like rifles as assault weapons. Like, come on. Anybody who uses those terms is a propagandist.
Yeah, I think.
She's military and she still is in the reserves, I think she respects the Second Amendment more than the average bear because she uses them. She still gets called into duty.
Anybody who wants to ban any weapon for any American is not a full believer in 2A.
Look at Canada. Canada has a complete weapon and gun ban now, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And you had two cops in Canada get killed yesterday, shot to death.
Weren't five killed today here in America? Between Nevada.
Was it five today?
That's right. Three in Connecticut.
Well, the one, the Connecticut one, I think was suicide by cop. I think.
Yeah, and then something happened in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That's right.
Yeah,
one
of the cops got killed
in Nevada.
You had a mass shooting.
We lost five today.
And they were quick to say that the shooter in that one was a white male. They were quick to throw that out there.
Oh, you guys, I covered this yesterday. I wish I would have saved it because I dumped it to grab new stuff. Did you see that that Waukesha Daryl Brooks, the guy that they said
yes.
his car killed people, not him? And
right.
now
the
he,
something people.
In the courtroom, he is saying that he doesn't know a Daryl Brooks, that's not his name, and don't refer to him as Daryl Brooks because he doesn't know anybody with that name.
Isn't he cross-examining? He's cross-examining
yeah.
the victim. And he's belittling them while they're on the stand.
He's crazy. The guy is nuts.
They allow this in that courtroom. Is he representing himself or does he have an attorney?
I don't think his attorney would let him talk like that, but he's... yeah, but he's acting like Mr. Tough Guy as the defendant.
What a shame. It's a mockery.
You turning right, Vito?
I'm turning left, Proof.
All right.
I thought you have to make a left turn. Sorry about that. I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now.
So, Vito, have you stopped yet to get a Culver's burger?
What burger?
Culver's. We were talking about that last time.
No, I don't remember that. Poop, I apologize. I don't remember that.
All right.
I heard of Culver's. They don't have it here. That's for sure.
I have to look. I have a guide for Tennessee. I have to look in it, see if there's anything in my area yet.
All right.
Okay, so I
don't think you have Whataburger there either.
No.
No. That sounds yummy.
I'm just trying.
Culver's is my favorite fast food spot.
Culver's. I gotta look on the guide as soon as I stop. Yeah, but something's going on, though, because out west, I have a couple of my coworkers that are out there, and they've been complaining that there is not many loads coming out of the West Coast, and not just my company, but there are other companies also, drivers are complaining. So I don't know if something's going on. As far as stuff lightening up, so to speak. You know, some type of a crash or something about to happen.
Oh, speaking of California. I saw that they're talking about picking up a law that California made last year with, like, Uber drivers and other contract workers, that they now have to be put on the official payroll. You're not allowed to be a contract worker anymore. That's being discussed as a bill.
But what does that mean, then?
It means if Uber wants to hire you as a permanent employee, they could do that and pay all the benefits, but you'll have to work a full-time gig with regular hours and such. You can't just call or show up and say I'm working.
Wow. And they're probably going to limit how many hours you can work a day, and anything over that, you got to get paid overtime. That's interesting.
Hmm. Did you hear about Oregon? They're forced to vote to secede into, what is it, Idaho? So certain parts of
west or eastern Oregon wants to morph into Idaho.
That's right. Because of CRT. And the defund the police thing. Crazy.
But you know what's funny is that in Oregon, the Republican is beating the Democrat for governor.
Yes, I heard about that. That would freak, that would blow some, a lot of minds, man, if that happened. But they'll be out there protesting like, you know, they did when Trump got elected president in New York.
Well, if the thing is that if it's not the corruption that's going on now, people are upset about all the COVID restrictions and they don't want them again.
Yeah,
that's right.
Can't blame them. They do, the restrictions do absolutely nothing. They've done nothing.
No, and having somebody that's going to force you into getting gene therapies or you don't get anything. People don't want that.
Right.
No.
And there was something that they understood. When they did those models in the beginning, and they talked about how many people would die of COVID and how many would survive and how many they'd lose to lockdowns, the number for lockdowns ended up exceeding the number of people that were going to die of COVID over time. And they knew that going in. So there was a risk taken on behalf of the government, and I mean of the world, where they knew that they would lose people to drug addiction, alcoholism, disease, or suicide, and that would outweigh the number lost from the COVID.
Well, look at the fentanyl deaths in this country.
Right. I mean, right. I must process like 5 a day, and that's just for one county in New York City. So imagine that in 30 days. You got 100 to 150 people dying, and they average between 19 and 60 years of age, dying of fentanyl, crack cocaine, heroin, with heroin or crack or cocaine or a dose with fentanyl. And these people have brought back some of them with Narcan, and they're not the same, you know? Some of them wake up very angry that you messed up their high. Some of them go running.
Yep.
Those parts, they don't always make it. There's a small window where you can get them at Narcan. Now, I don't know if you know this proof, Narcan is given to people, citizens in the street of New York, so they can administer it to anyone they find on the street who's unconscious and not responsive.
And they hit him right away with the Narcan.
Yep, and they can just walk away.
Wow.
Do an anonymous call to 911 or not at all?
Incredible.
We're so desensitized. You know, there's something very wrong with that, but society's not seeing it as alarming or disturbing. We become so desensitized from things like, you know, online, watching people fight, watching people get hurt, stabbed, all the videos that leak from the cartel that make it across people's screens, you know, like, it's just too much information.
Yeah.
Well, another thing, there was a lawsuit filed against the DOJ for refusing to explain why they won't protect conservative Supreme Court justices' homes.
They won't do that?
Right. Remember how, you know, they had people outside their houses?
Yeah.
After the Roe v. Wade being leaked? We never found out who leaked it.
No. Well, they know. They know who leaked it. They've been told to keep it quiet. We know who leaked it, you know. But like I said, crazy things. We're in crazy times now, man. I think crazy things are gonna happen soon. Real
yeah,
crazy.
Play
things.
Down. We're gonna go right back to the extremes where they lock up everybody for every little thing because of the comfort level that criminals are at with not paying a penalty for their wrongdoing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, though, if Lee Zeldin gets to be governor, what happens to Eric Adams?
And he's not going anywhere. Eric Adams was part of the establishment. He got placed there by people in the Hamptons with a lot of money.
Yeah, but can't Lee Zeldin do anything to get Manhattan back under control?
Well, proof. The only way they're going to be able to get the crime under control, they have to change the bail laws. That's the legislature. You know, that's the state legislature.
Can't do anything.
They have to change it to. They have to get rid of the bail. They have to get rid of it. And Hochul was told to do it, and she ain't doing shit.
Right. Well, he could probably do something about the immigrants coming in by buses. He could send them back over to D.C.
Yeah. To ship them back out.
You know.
I mean, if they won't
send them back to Martha's Vineyard. I'd love to see another set of videos of white people giving them no-frills cornflakes. And telling them te amo while they wave goodbye.
Yeah,
but can't Lee Zeldin do a law that says no cash, where you have to have cash bail in the whole state?
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
In court for years, so.
I don't know if he can do an executive order.
Right, I don't think that the DA is controlled by the governor in that respect. He could do something. he could do a lot of things in interviews, but anybody who gets into office, it's like they might as well not have even bothered. A lot of them don't keep their promises. They don't show any guts. And then they end up becoming part of the establishment, either by will or by force.
Yeah.
Is that a puppy?
Oh, no, she's that loud? Yeah, that's a puppy. Yeah, we have a new Doberman puppy. She's 4 months old.
That's cute. That's great. You guys love
we
animals.
Had a Doberman that passed a few months ago, and my wife wanted to replace her with another Doberman.
Aw.
There you go.
You're a regular Mr. Doolittle over there, Proof.
I didn't hear you.
I said you're a regular Mr. Doolittle. Dr. Doolittle, you know.
Oh.
Same difference.
We want to make sure that we have a big scary monster in case there's any threats here.
You know, Chihuahua does a good job, too.
Yeah, but are people really scared of Chihuahuas? They just are loud.
Yeah, no, my Chihuahua, we call her Dracula. She shows you her teeth.
I figure at the end of the day, when you got a 100-pound dog that could stand over 6 feet tall,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, when seconds count, that's all you might need to make sure that you're loaded.
That's it. That's the truth.
That's the truth. What do you think about reparations for people who got vaccine injured?
You think that's going to happen?
No way.
I think you know what? If people start acting like the leftists, well, not only does that make them more like leftists, but, I mean, if they start getting all rabid and foamy at the mouth and screaming about this,
there are people that ran to get this stuff.
I know, firebombing everything. But wait till this is all proven that this causes all of these problems in people, and they're going to start looking at those percentages as something more than minuscule. And who are they going to point to? They already started. The media started pointing to Trump speeding through with the warp speed crap.
Trump is an idiot and taking it all, saying, yes, I'm the one that made these gene therapies happen.
Right. So all those sound bites, forever there, forever. I forget, never mind.
The only reparations I could possibly see is if employers demanded you get them or you're fired.
Right.
That is the reparations I could see where people are held at ransom.
Yeah, but those companies, they're out. They're going to say, we're following government orders. Our government told us to get the shots.
Yeah, well,
that's how they'll go.
Then it's their job to sue Pfizer.
And Pfizer,
they have the money to sue Pfizer. We don't. So coincide with the life insurance companies and figure it out. If they don't want to go broke, paying out billions of dollars in money, then they could sue Pfizer and get that money.
I mean, it's even been put out there that the FDA did not authorize the vaccine.
Emergency authorization. We need to pass that emergency stuff too, man.
You know,
because it's an emergency? Like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
You had people on television saying that if you got this vaccine, you were not going to get the virus. And now it's down to, if you get the vaccine, but if you get the virus, it won't be that bad.
No, they said it means it's working. That means it's doing its job. That's how vaccines work, you bigot.
Well, they are right, though, that if you got that gene therapy, you won't get COVID because you'll be dead from kidney failure.
Yeah. Or, you know, myocarditis, pericarditis, all the diabetes.
That too. Yeah.
Crazy, man. It is crazy.
But that's how I personally see it. So that if somebody was sitting at home collecting their unemployment and decided to get a free gene therapy, then they get nothing.
Right.
But if you're an airline pilot that was forced to lose a $90,000 a year job because you didn't want to get a gene therapy, then I feel like that person would have a right to a reparation.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a pilot. He works for an express carrier, one of the feeder airlines. His airline didn't require you getting vaccinated because I asked him. I said, "When are you going to come go work for the big boys?" He says, "As soon as they lift the vaccine mandate, then I'm going to apply for the major airline because right now he's not vaccinated. I'm not getting the vaccine." He said, and I said, "Good, you smart kid. You know, he says once they lift it, then I'll apply for a job with the bigger airline. But right now, he's just flying little regional jets. That's it." So, but, yeah, it's craziness, man.
I don't know if we'll ever get to that point, but the thing is that the world historically goes through ebbs and flows of just like in the early 1940s where all these nations thought they were going to have a one-world communist state, or at least communist in their countries, and some countries took it, some did not. And we're at that point 80 years later.
Exactly.
And are we going to be able to fight ourselves out of it? And I think there's a chance that we could win, but then you realize that in 80 years, they're going to come back and try again anyway.
Right.
Well, they tried it with in Europe during World War II. Actually, I think they still succeeded in a way. You know, just that Hitler just was part of that plan. He just went off the rails and just went to the...
Yeah, but China with Mao around that time, they went for their communism and got it.
Yeah. Sure.
I wouldn't even think that it's fully communistic now. Don't they have some bit of capitalism going on over there?
If you call it that.
Yeah. I mean, it only benefits certain people, you know.
Right.
I think that's how their system is. It's only going to, you know, those who are with the Communist Party are the ones that benefit. But that's still communism, though. They decide who gets what and does this and does that. You know.
It still disappoints me that so many people were willing to call the police on you, watch you not get medical treatment, allow you to starve and not go grocery shopping because of a freaking vaccine for a cold. Unbelievable.
Yep.
I'm just like, wow.
If the public opinion changes, and I don't know, I just feel like people complied, but they don't want it. And if Democrats win, then they're going to go for the jugular. But I don't think that the Democrats will house the House or the Senate in 4 weeks from now, personally.
No.
We'll see. If they do get to keep
everything, then you better know that it's over.
It's a prison break. It's a jail break.
Yeah, if John Fetterman gets his job, then you know.
Yeah.
I just can't see people of Pennsylvania voting for this guy. Like like I said, I go to the rest stop.
Yeah, but Vito, you're forgetting something. What makes you think people in Pennsylvania will vote for a federal woman?
Right, exactly. It could be people in Nevada, people in Canada, people in China.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody can fill out these ballots.
Right.
You just right, have to make sure the right postal worker gets them delivered there.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the ballots could be postmarked November 8th, but they came back unfolded on November 8th. All in the same handwriting.
Oh, God. Nothing wrong there.
Beautiful. Well done.
Nothing.
Well done.
Nothing unusual. Nothing unusual.
Well, that might be why they're all not debating, because they know that all they have to do is not show up in public. Like here in Nevada, I haven't heard of one debate between Shitsack and Complicit Joe.
Well, speaking of Nevada, the mayor of North Vegas, he switched parties, I heard.
Who did?
The mayor of North Las Vegas?
Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago, yeah.
I just saw it on a news feed yesterday on my phone.
Yeah, because he was trying to run for governor of Nevada, and he was running as a Republican.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was the mayor of Reno that switched, and the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, went from a Democrat to an independent because she can't stand Governor Shitsack.
Hey, Shitsack is a Democrat?
Yeah, he's the governor here. He was the one in favor of lockdowns and scams, and his wife is Chinese that works for one of those firms.
Oh, just like McConnell.
Yes.
You know, I hope to God that when all is said and done, that he does not get the leadership of the Senate if they do take it, because he is just an ineffective prick. That's all he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, with McCarthy and McConnell leading the Congress and Senate, I don't have any faith.
I don't even have faith in McCarthy, exactly. I do not even have faith in McCarthy.
I'd rather have squishes than commies, but having a squish isn't very helpful.
Sure.
But that is sad, though. You could have Republicans leading the Senate and Congress, and the Democrats will still get most of their bills passed.
Yeah.
That's just crazy how that works.
It is crazy.
Let me off this crazy ride.
Well, it is one insane amusement park or a roller coaster, man, that we're on.
So,
that is for sure.
V, you haven't watched A Broccoli Man in a while, right?
No, sir. It's been quite some time.
So, there's one I want to show you. Are you familiar with what a mondegreen is?
No.
Amanda Green is a misheard song lyric.
No.
I remember that when I was
like
a kid.
When Jimi
okay.
Hendrix says, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy."
Right.
Yeah. Well, like Ozzy's Crazy Train. Oh, no.
I don't know
that one. Now, Creedence Clearwater with their Bad Moon Rising. There's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah. There's a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs like that.
So, Mr. Broccoli did a video on that.
Oh, cool.
So, I'll get you set up right now here.
All right.
And then we'll play the current one after. So just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yep.
You are? Okay. All right. So we'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You will have a change in your plans today, green dude. You are now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, bias snitch. You will only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in our education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, green dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biznich, didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst, I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, green dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, green dude. You thinks you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats. After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist Lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, green dude. He specifically says in the song, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get you nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's green dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer, it doesn't matter if we are naked or not, we got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang, I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, green dude, and see who has the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, green dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees finna get that curvy gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and his heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you want to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just like the rest of us. Even Geolobolus got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that goes into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says green dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I have to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, green dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We're checking for COVID.
Please. Educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, green dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, green dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
All right, so that was an episode.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Some good jokes in there, man. That's funny.
So now you know what mondegreens are.
Yeah. I didn't know that there was an actual name for that. It's like Sniglets from Not Necessarily the News. Do you remember that?
Wow. Not Necessarily the News. I remember that vaguely.
Right. It was like there was a portion. I don't know if it was one of my favorites. There was a segment called Sniglets where they made new words out of fragments of other words, and it meant something else. And it was like there was a word for a kid who would switch off their light and make it to their bed without touching the floor because they're so scared of monsters. Like stupid things like that.
Oh, okay.
Their own dictionary.
So if you like the mondegreens, I have another one to show you.
Oh, okay. I like them.
So this one is more mondegreens.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
not green, dude. It's time I bring you to the Gene Therapy Center once and for all. We need to deal with the cause even this instant. You are supporting Magan or Brandon or Governor Shiratzak. Maybe if you get a dose against COVID and Moneypox, you will perhaps be more compliant.
I will never ever in my life ever support Brandon, any of the squad, or Governor Shiratzak. They offer nothing except communism.
Exactly, green dude. We support hardcore communism. Most people do not care so long as they have no Trump as president. Them dolts and nincompoops who rather eat bugs and go to the FEMA camps than have Trump as president again, sir. And FEMA camps definitely do not exist. If you think that a FEMA camp may one day be built, you are a conspiracy theorist and we will take you to the FEMA camp.
Well, I ain't interested. And also I ain't never scared. You can try to get me to take those death shots, but I'm not trying to hear that mess.
Oh. Come on, green dude. You act your ish don't stink. I am like Selena Gomez when she sings I'm farting carrots. I'm farting carrots. I would be so honored to be in a carrot field with you.
That's not the song. She is singing about being 14 carats and in jewelry. Not 14 carats as in something you put up your bunghole.
Now you look here, you little biznitch. You are going to leave what I do in my 1993 Geo Metro while studying pictures of junk out of this discussion. I'm positive Selena Gomez is singing about farting carrots. Now let's go to that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Well, let me show you the door to this office. It is exactly right behind you. Please move in that direction.
Ha ha, green dude. Very funny. Now let's get you to the vaccination center right this instant. Today if you get a gene therapy, they will provide a free ice cream cone for every gene therapy you have injected. Even if you pass away, they will still honor your free ice cream cones. Just like the great rapper Missy Elliott sang in 2002, come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Getcha free cone.
Okay, now I know you are joking with me.
There is no joke here, green dude. I am serious. Moneypox is a bad, bad virus, sir. You do not want moneypox. Someone died from moneypox once a few months ago. A few children and even a dog got moneypox from sexual encounters, sir. Even the CEO of Liesnick had another heart attack yesterday after receiving another booster. Which is a complete coincidence. He has had 53 gene therapies so far. He has only had 12 heart attacks and has had COVID only 41 times since getting his first booster. Just imagine how worse it would be if he did not get the juice.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds a coincidence. I have had zero gene therapies. Which means I had zero heart attacks and have had COVID exactly zero times as well.
Well, that's the problem, green dude. You racists only think about yourselves. That's why you are too extreme, green dude.
Please explain to me how not wanting to get sick and die from a gene therapy means I hate other people. Especially when even the CDC means that people without gene therapies are not getting sick and are not a threat to others.
Do you think I bloody care about what the CDC has to say? I only care about what geolobalist Serge Garros and Bill Bates say, sir. If them says you bees is a domestic terrorist threat for whatever reason, then you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Okay. So you are telling me you have no mind of your own and only do what globalists say?
Precisely, green dude. By the way, is that air conditioning I am feeling? I am feeling a bit nipply up in this something that car.
Yes. We keep the air 80 degrees. I doubt it is cold in here.
Guess what, green dude? We banned air conditioning. Soon your office will be paying to remove your air conditioner, sir. We must take away every advantage that humans have had since the 1400s so we can bring feudalism back. We are the 1% and deserve every bit of today's comfort of living. You 99% never do right, and cisgendered humans will get the wrath of the 1% until we can legally bring all your to those FEMA camps. That did you not exist.
What makes you think you can bring 7 billion people across Earth into FEMA camps?
Who bloody told you that FEMA camps exist? Now because you falsely accused us of having FEMA camps, we must right away bring you to the local FEMA camp in this county. Now it's time to remove those dungarees and show me some delicious kumquats.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again. Let me call security and have them carry you out of the building.
Okay, I have an idea. We can instead go to the library. There will be a drag queen story time today. You can go as my date and you can help me round up all the hot dog maps and pizza napkins so we can diddle some new childrens. I sure could go for some walnuts today. We're having a barbecue today in front of the library as we read on the latest episode of Play Dude and Play Non-Binary. You'll have to bring your own plastic bags to the barbecue though.
Why would I want to go to a drag queen story time? And why would I bring bags with me?
You want to go because I am making a demand, sir. You are bringing plastic bags because I know Tybees is green, dude. Just like Paul Young sang in the 1980s, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Don't go against Paul Young, sir.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be a yeah for me, dog. Today we're dressing up like that Canadian wood shop teacher with size 150 triple Z boobs. If the childrens want a candy, they have to show us something and then we provide like this Halloween. Then we provide them with a trick. They are even bringing food and for us to do tricks on.
I can show you something right now. It's called a door.
Governor Shilatzak will even be there, sir. Since he is not debating anyone on this campaign, he is available for drag queen story time. Remember, he did us a solid and required all schools to put tampon vending machines in the men's restrooms. He is going to win re-election, green dude.
That loser has a 19% approval rating and all his campaign pictures are with Brandon. Brandon is the most hated and most inept president ever. Why can't the governor debate his opponent like every other time?
Because, sir, he is a Democrat. Democrats do not have to debate. Either you want him to win re-election, or you need to have us call you out publicly for being a racist, a sexist, a genderist, a homophobe, a pedophobe, a bestiality phobe, and a domestic terrorist threat. We are better people than Republicans. We just have to say we hate Trump so the masses will vote for us.
If you ideas are so great, then why would you not want to talk to your people and debate your opponents? Are you scared that people do not want to give up their property and live in a FEMA camp? So every Democrat candidate hides in their basement until the feds can print up enough votes by a Chinese printing firm to make sure you win?
That tears is now green, dude. You are not going to spill a playbook out to all those dolts and bandy wastes out there. Plus you will get cited that you have knowledge of said FEMA camp. Now I am detaining you, I am personally going to redo your rights. You will come here with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be twisted in a court of law to make sure we secure a guilty plea. If you have an attorney, you will not be using them. Instead we have our own appointed attorneys who will also help in said guilty plea. Do you understand?
Looks like I am going to have to deal with the wiretap right now. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live to keep up to date on all the anti-New World Order news. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a lot of news you need to know about to help fight globalists. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now you need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Do you understand me, you little busy? Just for that outburst about FreedomizerRadio.com, I am now going to have a visual thorough inspection of your junk. For all we know, you could be hiding a hunting rifle, a machete, or an air conditioner inside your junk. You thinks you bees is a chameleon green dude, but I will get the last laugh today. I am going to now inspect this junk and you will be required to accompany me at the drag queen story time right this instant. I am going to roast those walnuts and chestnuts on that open fire today.
All right, I hope that was okay.
That was good.
I thought you might like that Missy Elliott reference with "Come Get Your Free Cone."
Yeah, man.
Free cone.
I just heard that the other day. I can't believe it's in my iTunes. I really try to delete everybody because I hate all of them, all of the celebrities.
What's
the only musicians
what's
I have in my iTunes are people from the 70s and before that. That is the honest truth.
What's up with all this Lizzo stuff?
Oh, man.
Yeah, she said she doesn't make music for white people. So because of that, she gets to go twerk using
James Madison's crystal flute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. And then she dresses with a sheer pantyhose on top of her, fully naked. When Rihanna did it, it was flattering. Even then, it was shocking. Rihanna was fully nude under one of her outfits one day. But her? Ugh.
Nah, what are you going to do? She might come around and say she's a man.
Well, Madonna says she's gay now.
I'm going to tell you something.
Go back.
All that money she has, that plastic surgery she had done, someone said she looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. Did you see I posted a picture of her on my Facebook?
Oh, God.
No eyebrows. She looks like a boiled potato. No, boiled egg.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking at that picture, and I was trying to figure who she looks like. And again, I think it was on Glenn Beck. They said she looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yep. Hideous. I remember
and she
did that
came
TikTok
out of,
where
she came out of
she
the blew lesbian.
A kiss at the camera.
So this is a real tweet, by the way, V, I just tagged you in.
Yeah.
So MIA, she had a song called Paper Planes like 15 years ago.
Oh, my God, remember her.
That was her one hit. So she said if Alex Jones has to pay for lying, shouldn't every celebrity pushing vaccines pay also?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but the court in Connecticut said that because Alex Jones thought that Sandy Hook might have been staged, that he's ordered to pay $963 million plus court costs and attorney fees. And that's just the Connecticut version. He has to go to Texas now and hear that verdict.
And what's going on? What, he's on trial in Texas still?
Yeah, they had courts in Connecticut and Texas against him.
Dude, she also tweeted, I might be the first canceled Twitter user back in 2010 for staying connected to the Google, connected to the government. They forget I got different kinds of receipts.
Wow.
MIA said that?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't realize she was like that.
She was a rabid leftist when I was listening to her 15 years ago. I was totally on the opposite side of her politically.
No, I know. I was there.
Not liberal. I don't know. I don't remember, but she was not my kind of people, you know.
No.
Well, she was not that good a singer, not good enough of a rapper for me to be, like, wanting to listen to her repeatedly.
But I could see why Paper Planes was a big hit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's one of my favorite songs ever, but I understand. It was radio friendly. So, one last Broccoli Man just to get you caught up, and then we'll have Bianchi joining us.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I sent it to you if you're ready. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Sorry. You're ready. Okay, I didn't hear you. All right. Okay, so we'll count it down. So, 3, 2, 1, action.
Welcome back to the Fake Debate here on FNN, the Fake News Network. We have also MAGA right-wing extremist, and he loves to unfairly test minor attracted persons and is a complete threat to our democracy, Broccoli Man.
Thank you.
And we also have this esteemed superhero and defender of all who want communism, liberal person.
I hate all y'all so much.
So 1 out of 4 Democrats believe that all genders can get pregnant and have children. 75% of the population are genderist adults that do not realize that Brandon legalized men getting pregnant. Are you a genderist, Broccoli Man?
Hey. If Brandon wants to legalize men getting pregnant, that's great. But men are not born with eggs. They have sperms. Sperms swim to eggs. Men do not have ovaries or a cervix to house the eggs and create life inside their body. Men have no womb. They do not have a front hole to push the baby out of.
You are so full of hate. You are a genderist, a homophobe, and a racist. You even voted for Trump. I believe men can get pregnant because I am loving and liberal.
Why are you only pro-cisgender? Why do you hate people so much?
Who said I hate people? You are not born with those body parts. You either have a hole, or a hole puncher.
Men can get pregnant every single day, now that Brandon is doing a great job as president.
If that is the case, please tell us one male celebrity, sports athlete, or male politician that has had a baby. Just one. Then I will believe you and your cult. Come on, you cannot name even just one? You said men get pregnant all the time now. Just name me one.
I hate you so much. You are such racist and genderist.
Okay, let's continue to expose Broccoli Man as a hate-filled pest bag. Why do you not wear scams and get gene therapy? You know they save lives.
That's easy. Wearing scams have been proven to get people more sick. You breathe in fibers every month from your scam to fill a credit card. More people are getting respiratory viruses now and intestine infections also. Plus it restricts your breathing. It did absolutely zero to stop the spread of COVIDs, and actually made it worse. Especially on young kids who now have speech issues over it. And the gene therapies have proven to be a complete dud and have killed a ton more people than what they claim they saved. I have never had COVIDs once, and I do not buy into Dr. Fraude.
You are a complete fool, broccoli person. I got all 53 of my CovAIDS boosters. I only had 14 heart attacks and only got CovAIDS 33 times since 2020. It would have been much worse if I did not get my boosters.
Hey, that's great. I got zero CovAIDS and never had one heart attack.
That's because you are a racist and hate black people. I got myocarditis because I am loving and liberal.
On that note, broccoli man, why do you hate black people? If you do not vote Democrat, it means you hate black people.
Please explain how if you side with one particular political affiliation, that means you hate people. That is just fake news. You media fakes just are trying to remain in power and get race riots started for no reason. You even said Larry Elder, Candace Owens, and my best friend Sumam are leaders of the Klan. Do you think the Klan has a diversity program?
Anyone that thinks white people matter and does not want a war are complete racists and a threat to our democracy.
So on that broccoli man, why are you against having a nuclear war with Russia?
Any nuclear war is bad not just for humanity across the world, but it is damaging permanently to the earth. We will never be able to grow crops again as long as nuclear remains are in the air and on the ground.
No one cares about that. You are against humanity if you do not stand for Ukraine and drop nuclear bombs on Russia. You are a Nazi if you do not support Ukraine.
You mean like the Ukraine Nazis that have Nazi tattoos that the United States is funding every single week with billions of American dollars every few days?
Yes.
So, why is it okay to fund Nazis that are Ukraine troops? But if we do not want a nuclear war, then you are a Nazi and we need to be placed in FEMA camps.
Yes. Those Nazis are different. Those Nazis are good because they are fighting Russia. I support the current thing.
Broccoli man, you know that FEMA camps do not exist. If you think FEMA camps exist, then you must be placed in a FEMA camp. Also, why do you hate drag queen story time so much? Why are you a transphobe?
Who said I hate trans people?
I'll say it. You hate trans people. You arrest people for wanting to diddle children. It is a children's choice to get groomed by adults. The adults consented, so that is good enough.
What's so bad about minor attracted persons? Why do you have to arrest those poor people for the sexual preferences?
Never in the history of the world have we ever accepted pedos to diddle children. I will fight with everything I have to keep it illegal for perverts to do sexual things with children. I do not care if they are straight or wearing drag queen clothes. Dudes doing things to kids is still illegal and kids have a right to not be forced into sexual relationships at young ages. Leave those kids alone.
Why are you such a monster? You are depriving children of having sex and changing their gender. It was not their fault they were born with a hole puncher and they wanted a hole. Kids know right away when they are born if they got the wrong part. We need pornography classes in schools and have porno videos for only kids under age 18.
Hey, if they want to change their gender, that's great. They can make that decision when they are adults. Porno videos should not be available to kids or played in grade school.
I can't believe you hate children that much. You are a sick monster.
The Democrats will be winning all these elections. John Fetterwoman will be the best communist to win a Senate seat.
John Fetterwoman is the best. He believes the Eagles are better than the Eagles. He is correct.
If you love communism that much, then why can't you rent a U-Haul and drive to Cuba?
We should not have to do bleep. We are the chosen peoples because we support Black Lives Matter and listen to Klaus Schwab. I agree to eat the bugs and own the nothing. It is useless tool bags like you who want to drive your cars and own property. You are so stupid that you still eat meat and take showers.
Wow.
When we get done with this interview, I am going to the store and stealing less than $1,000 worth of food because it is legal. I am loving and liberal. If you love people, you would want to see 95% of Americans go to FEMA camps that do not exist. We are the majority who want communism and everything should be free. Everyone needs to comply.
Well, you can get ready to loot now, liberal person. We are at the end of the show. Thank you everyone for coming out. Please do not listen to Proof Negative or freedomizeradio.com. We cannot have people educating themselves from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. If you listen to Freedomizer Radio, then we will not have control over you.
Everyone needs to listen to Proof Negative. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and news you need to know.
Like I said, do not listen to Proof Negative ever. You need to listen to our fake news. Good night, everyone.
You are all a bunch of fools. Wait until we control all of you.
All right, so that was a thing.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So now you know who Liberal Person is. I don't know if you saw Liberal Person before.
She sounds familiar. I feel like I have.
But that's a good globalist right there.
Yeah, clearly. These useful idiots don't know how much help they are to the New World Order. And I love how ambiguous New World Order is. It doesn't really specify it's going to do anything.
Yeah, the Salt Lake Tribune just said that Burgess Owens, the famous Jets and Raiders football player from the 70s, is a high-up Klansman.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, he's about as dark as they come.
I guess Trump is going to have to denounce him so that, you know, they can say for the 105th time that he hasn't denounced white supremacy, the Klan, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers.
Yeah, so vote for the white guy because the black guy is a white supremacist. That makes perfect sense.
Right. So vote for the old white guy.
Yes.
Because, you know, the patriarchy. Damn them. You know,
so,
people say
welcome to the show, Bianchi.
Oh, woo, Bianchi. Joe Biden looks different.
You made
a
remark.
He had surgery, Bianchi. He had a facial. And job.
Yeah, I painted a big sign on my roof, White Lives Matter, so that the airplanes can see it when they drive.
Somebody did that, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, you made mention by Rizzo, that lady.
Lizzo. Yeah.
Lizzo. He said she only makes music, don't make music for white people. Well, I wonder what would have happened if the Temptations had said that back in the day. You know, that's what I'm talking about. When America was good. And see, people talk about blacks can't be racist. Well, if that's not racist, what the hell do you call it? Because if a white person here that says something like that, like a favoritizing of their music, then they would have been called racist clean out of the bill. And this lady on the city council, Menendez, she didn't say anything wrong. First, she's talking to Mexico. And also, if you look in Mexico, one of their most iconic figures is a little black monkey. They call it Memon. Now, men mean penguin, and he's been on their national postage stamp forever. Matter of fact, back years ago, decades ago, Jesse Jackson complained about it and told them that they need to take it off, and they told him conveniently to go beat sand. Absolutely. So that's what you have that's going on today. These people are totally, totally out of their mind. And, you know, anybody, you talk about lawsuits, anybody that's harboring and aiding and abetting illegal, they should be sued. They should be sued.
That's
you got
right.
People that's going around saying things about Thomas Jefferson. Well, Thomas Jefferson family should sue them. It's like you see it happen to Mr. Alex there. So if you really want to get and take this free speech denial to the umpteenth degree, you know, conservatives got to start throwing it back at them. Anytime that you involve, you're the victim of a criminal act, and that criminal is convicted on that criminal act, turn around and also file a civil suit against him for X number of dollars, just in case they want a reparation, you will get paid. My recommendation.
Well, good to hear you, PNC.
I guess it's taking time for all this to sink in.
Yeah.
Candace Owens and wearing her White Lives Matter shirt is perfectly aligned, because I've seen blacks wearing T-shirts that's written on the back, Kill White. In fact,
that's
I tried posting that on Facebook. I got punished for it. Well, I say it's a picture of a crowd of people. It just so happened these two people with these T-shirts on it have these words written on the back of it, Kill Whitey. I didn't tell them to do it. I was taking a picture of that horse over there in the far corner, and they got in the view of the camera. So that's what you're contending with today. You contending with that. And just like Jimmy Carter, when he was in office, he opened the borders on the southern, on our southern borders, and started letting a lot of illegals in. And thus you have L.A. as it is today, especially South Central L.A. As a matter of fact, those illegals came in and ran out the black population. Nobody never talks about that. Where's your black voices? Nowhere to be heard.
That's right.
Only for convenience. And when you listen to some of these ads that's trying to get people to go out to vote, you don't get no coochie if you don't vote and all that craziness. How deplorable can you get? We're in some trying times, group. We're in some trying times that's beyond the 2-minute warning. Get ready. I passed the mic.
So I didn't get to watch the debate yet, but while we were on air, there was a debate between Gretchen Whitmer and her counterpart, Tudor Dixon, for the Michigan governor spot. And it sounds like Whitmer didn't do too well. Because Whitmer is up on stage promising zero abortion restrictions. So they want to go the New York route of up until the moment the baby's born, you can abort. That's what they're going to run on. And they think that's what the public is interested in. You're giving us $6 a gallon gas, but you're going to let us have abortions up until the moment the baby's born. I don't think that's a fair trade.
No, right.
Not even close.
But they think so. And the zero cash bail, I can't believe that she's up there promoting that. That they're going to defund the police. And that's a winning strategy when crime is skyrocketing. Vito, you were a policeman before. How is zero cash bail going to stop crime?
It actually does the complete opposite.
Well, you
it
don't think that
opposite.
Just because
we're
you won't go to jail for something that criminals won't stop doing what they do?
No, they won't. They'll continue it. They'll go. They'll take it to the next
step. Is that because you're against trans people, Vito? Well, that's how they equate it.
Put me in jail, Proof. I am guilty as charged.
That's how they word it, though. That's how, yeah, when in doubt, you just call the person a racist or kick them in the kumquats and move on.
Well, yeah, that's exactly, you know, they try to embarrass you, to shame you, to silence you. You know, there is no discussion with them. You're racist, you're ignorant. You know, it's disturbing that people like you still exist. White privilege is just insanity out there, man.
Hey, speaking of white privilege, the governor of Wisconsin wants all white people to wear white wristbands to show that they apologize for their white privilege.
Oh, wow.
Whitmer said this?
No, not Michigan, Wisconsin, Governor Evers.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, wow.
I need that headline. Send me this.
Yeah.
I'll send it.
We should get a couple, tie them together so we can hang them. So.
Alex, how much going with that?
And just think, some of these people are going to win re-election.
How many?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting it for you here. Just give me a second.
Gracias.
Oh, I spelled his name wrong.
Hell, that's not as bad as an interim mayor in Normandy, Missouri. Right outside of St. Louis there on Natural Bridge Road. He said when he's elected, he's going to fire all the white workers and that work for the city.
All right, I'll find it. I just read the story last week.
Yeah, what, one school district said they were going to lay off all the white teachers first?
Yeah, that was in Minnesota, yes.
That's like a complete violation of the civil rights law. Crazy.
You got that town there outside of Chicago. Is giving reparations to the black citizens for home loans. You had the same thing with some banks that said they was going to have no down payment home loans to blacks and Hispanics. It's really going full blown, isn't it?
Damn
straight.
Sorry, I'm still looking. You'll have to cover me for a second.
All right. I thought you had it up already. Usually you have, like, all these articles already, like, lined up that you want to talk about.
This one's kind of old, though, but it's the same governor talking about the same stuff. So he's been pitching this for years.
Yeah, that mayor in Normandy, he lost by 5 votes.
Wow.
I'll show you.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You wonder where in the heck all this stuff, I mean, it's where have these people been creeping? Where have they been breathing at?
So feel free to share.
Well, I'm wondering if Alex Jones is actually going to paint anything on that.
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
With the white privilege
yeah.
stuff? Probably not. Yeah, I was just looking about the Nevada governor race. They say it's dead even. And they actually had a debate last week that nobody watched.
Damn it.
And Trump endorsed Sheriff Lombardo, but Lombardo says that he doesn't support Trump.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
He says he regrets Trump endorsing him.
Well,
so, but remember, Governor Shitsack and Sheriff Lombardo, they've been close friends since even before they were governor and sheriff. So I call them Kang and Kodos, just like on the Simpsons, those two aliens that come out for Halloween episodes. That's who they are.
I see. I'm looking forward to the Simpsons episode to come to pass where they pull the skin off of the face of a politician, and it's really just a green alien monster. Looking forward to that one coming to pass.
All right, so what else is going on that we haven't covered yet?
Yeah, right.
DC Comics cancels a comic book featuring a gay Superman.
Oh, yeah, good.
So I don't know who thought it would be a good idea to make Superman gay.
Right. It's totally unnecessary.
But also, you have the Twitter personality Cat Turd. J.P. Morgan Chase canceled his bank account because he's a conservative.
Oh, wow.
And Bank of America canceled Cat Turd. J.P. Morgan Chase canceled Kanye West bank accounts for the same reason.
Let me see what else I got here. Ukraine needs I don't know if you saw Zelensky's little speech. It needs another $57 billion for their budget deficit next year and to rebuild critical and power infrastructure. Important, yeah. We've already given them $100 billion.
So is anyone out there, I don't want to say stockpiling necessarily on iodine, but do you have any?
No, but I have heard that people are stockpiling on it. And I heard that it does do something for radiation exposure, right?
Yes.
But you have to have kind of like a long distance of exposure where it's not as potent, I believe.
Well, yeah. If a nuclear bomb hits New York City, you're done. But if you live on the outskirts, outside of 100 miles, you might have prolonged exposure. But if you take enough iodine, you can work yourself out of it. So if you don't have iodine itself, you can get kelp, chlorella, spirulina. and just get a bunch of it because you might need it for a year or longer.
Oh, that's interesting. I've been putting spirulina in my foods and my drinks. Blue spirulina.
Yeah. So, yeah, you might want to get like a couple pounds of it then.
Try to figure out how it would get
I just... I just supported Alex Jones. I bought some X3, the nascent iodine spray. Or
oh.
the, not a spray, but it goes under, you could put it under your tongue if you want.
Nice. That's smart.
And I also have kelp and spirulina handy here. I'm running low on chlorella, so I might order some this weekend.
Me. There's an email that proves that Mayorkas knew that migrants weren't whipped at the border with the reins from a horse, but he continued the narrative despite the photographer who took the photos' objection and email account of the incident.
And they want to tell us that we're sharing fake news.
Right, and then they call us racist for denying something that they know is false.
Yeah, I just don't think that the average person is going to keep buying this. But then again, they wore scams for 2 years, so I don't know.
What willingly? People still wear them driving alone. I don't understand.
It still gets me how dudes have ZZ Top beards and they're wearing scams. Like, you already know the mask efficiency is zero, so why are you...
What is that?
Why are you playing the game?
Right.
I asked somebody that, and they said, well, I'm wearing it to protect you.
No, oh boy. Just
what are they protecting me from? You don't have a seal over your face.
Right. And you're inhaling credit card fragments.
Yes.
And you don't know what
so I don't have to? Is that what he's doing? He's inhaling credit card fragments so I don't have to?
Right.
I've said this for a long time, B. Those are the people that drive Priuses, but they don't tint their windows, so they know that everybody sees them saving the earth. But don't worry, they're going to eat the bug, so we don't have to.
Yeah, I hope.
I farted.
Oh,
I'm up with Marcy.
Yeah, the FDA granted
emergency use. Something I should hold
up? My son. The FDA granted emergency use authorization for the updated mRNA booster injections in children as young as 5.
Yeah.
And an 18-year-old class.
Did you see where Peter Daszak got funding for a new bat virus in this time? I think it's in Singapore.
Yes, I was like, have we not learned enough?
After all that time, where he said he wasn't, where Dr. Frati wasn't funding this gain of function, and then all of a sudden they bust out, hey, guess what, Dr. Frati. Is paying Peter Daszak to do it all over again. And then Dr. Frati will go back up there as normal and say, I didn't fund it, even though it's everywhere saying that he did. The whole world is lying again, according to Dr. Frati. But at some point, these people have to go to court, right?
Please. The court that's owned by the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get that, but at some point, somebody will, I'm not saying get the death penalty, but somebody will get slightly more than a slap on the wrist. And I'm not saying it would be the head of Pfizer or Bill Gates or any of those people, but they got to have a scapegoat for something.
Yeah, and it's going to be some random person we never heard of who is never going to do time in the prison. They're going to wear an ankle bracelet. And we'll be like, who is this person? They're the lowest rung on the totem pole. Watch, just like when you watched the WWE back in the 80s, and they always brought out the one new wrestler with the black plain undergarments and the black boots, and his name was like something ridiculous. And he went up against like the Hulk.
Like Mark Johnson is going to go up against Hulk Hogan.
Right, and it's like, oh, guess who's going to win?
Yeah, like they wouldn't even give the guy a wrestling name. It's just like, like I said, Mark Johnson. John Smith is going to go up against Ric Flair.
It'd be like Raging Thomas or Burning Peter. Stupid names.
Yeah.
But we know. We know who's going to win. We know it's all fixed.
Yeah, just like on Star Trek, you know who's dying when they have the certain color shirts on.
Hmm. Well, look at the person who's a member of Biden's cabinet. He's part of like some nuclear something and waste. And he likes to dress up as a puppy and do like fetish. He has photos of himself dressed as a woman, wearing makeup, wrapped in leather straps and wearing a dog collar. It's ridiculous. That's the kind of thing people kept private. That's the kind of thing that DC was known for behind closed doors. So now they'll have like one or two people that just come on and they're like so open about what it is that these people are already doing. They're already all banging each other. It's disgusting.
Yeah. But I just don't see a world where globalists can globally dominate. It always ends up where somebody gets too greedy and the whole thing falls down. And I'm not like 100% sure that's going to happen, but I feel fairly confident that it will happen.
Well, I would say central banks are already globally dominating, and those families are vast. And they're very pervasive. They have they've branched out into every bank and, you know, into the school systems. They just really, it's like, this is the repeat of history every freaking almost 100 years.
Oh, I didn't even know Bianchi left. Thanks for calling in, Bianchi. But the thing is that nobody's ever been able to run the entire world. And it gets to a point where all the globalists will fight with each other over who's going to have what assets.
Right.
They get greedy. I just think that it's going to happen again. And in 80 years, when this comes up again, they're going to try again. And who knows if they'll be successful. But the globalists know when to back off if they need to.
Hmm.
But they were able to go further than they probably thought. It's just sad that more countries across the world are protesting more so than the United States. We've been very complicit here.
That's true. The U.S. is starting to look like, well, it has been looking like Rome before the collapse, you know, corrupt politicians, endless war, degenerate ruling class, you got immoral people, hedonistic populace. It's coming around that time. Things are going to change again. They're going to flip to where we're more conservative and locking more people up and looking like extremists. It's always an extreme one way or the other.
Right. Right, and that's where I think we'll be going.
Right.
I'm not saying the other side is perfect. It's definitely not, and it's not something that I don't want to see that kind of. I wouldn't say it's communism necessarily, but it's just a different way of doing things. And I guess I just want life to be like the 1990s.
Yeah, it was an okay time. Not gonna lie.
I just want to be when Chub Rock rocked upon the scene with a pocket full of green.
Crazy. I
never understood
kind of
why he didn't make it.
You know,
Chub Rock.
He was good. His voice was
and
good
he had
too.
Such a positive message in his one hit.
That's true. That you remember that is hilarious.
Well, why wouldn't I remember that? I was there.
Hmm.
I was there in 1990 when Chub Rock rocked upon the scene. He told you when it was.
Well, coming back.
Yes. A quarter of an inch bigger from last year, but still a unique figure.
Funny.
Yeah, I will say that might be lyrically one of the best rap songs I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know, because I've been following rap since it started. And I used to like Special Ed and Big Daddy Kane and shoot.
KRS-One.
Yeah.
Brand Nubians, Love Me or Leave Me Alone. I remember that.
And even, oh my gosh, what were their names? It was with Busta Rhymes. A Tribe Called Quest was good.
Oh, that's my favorite ever. In a second, we're going to bring on Joseph from North Carolina, but I want to finish this real quick.
Right.
Yeah, I liked A Tribe Called Quest.
And what was Busta Rhymes' group before he went off on his own? I forgot their name just now.
Leaders of the New School, is that it?
Yeah, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. Then you had Kid and Play, and you had...
No, I'm not saying Chub Rock was better than any of them. I'm just saying if you just read the lyrics and hear the song, that Treat Me Right was one of the best rap songs I've ever heard.
That was good. Very catchy, of course.
Yeah, it was strangely catchy, but not... I wouldn't say it rhymed necessarily, or it's just that how he told the story of being humble and being a positive influence in your community, I just gravitated to that.
That's dope.
Especially back then when gangster rap was coming out, and maybe that's why he got drowned out, was because it wasn't the gangster thugs that was going to hit the airwaves. He was too positive.
Hmm.
Just a theory.
That is. Lord knows we've had our fair share of heavy set rappers since then. Starting with Big E. We have Big Pun, Fat Joe. They all have fat in their name. Like, we need reminding.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Chub Rock, you're right. I forgot about that.
Right. Need a description, by the way. Lizzo doesn't have fat in her name, I noticed. Does not apply to female.
No, I don't know any... No, that's funny. I'll have to think about that. Let's go ahead right. Before we totally ruin the rest of the half hour with rap. Let's go ahead and bring in Joseph from North Carolina.
Joseph.
How's it going?
I'm adequate.
All right. Well, I don't know if I come on here yet on your show, actually, and actually promoted the groups out there that are coming together. There is a grassroots movement out there within the internet community now. That's you go to righteousarmy.org, righteousarmy.org, and the militia community is banding together nationally to basically what they want to do is put together a system and restore our republic lawfully. And they're doing, and you know, I brought up the republic before, I think, on your show, the de jure form of government. When I've had done my podcast with that, having republic people, and we know the seats were abandoned in 1861 and never reconvened. So therefore, lawfully, the government was, then became a corporation and was never really, the seats never really were reconvened. So therefore, that's how we became a corporation. Excuse me. And then we know how our money was hijacked through the Federal Reserve and the Emergency Powers Act, mm-hmm. yada, 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 all through then until now. And that's why you can't really get justice out there, and that's why they're able to codify all these laws and municipalities and what have you, and the big mess that we're in right now. And really, we're in a big mess. And I'm sure everybody can figure, can know that deep down inside that are awake. They know something's wrong in America, and it never can be fixed. And it goes deeper than that, too. I mean, there, you know, we can get into real deep stuff here where the people that are controlling what we see and the money changers, they're controlling what we hear and see and read. And there is groups that are behind that. I'm not going to go as far as saying that, you know, it's just the Jewish people. I mean, it, you know, you have the Jesuits. You have the Vatican. The Vatican is now retracting all its money, pulling all its money in. And this is going to cause a huge, huge problem in Europe. And it already is. There's protests going on all across Europe, and it's going to spread worldwide. And this is they're planning on. I heard somewhere around next month, sometime they're probably going to try to push this reset and switch to currencies. But anyway, back to the grassroots movement is that people are awake, and the underground movements are starting to come back out in the open again. And you know what's going on with January 6th, people being arrested and put in jail and for many years. It's just the crimes that are being committed against the American people that have been perpetrated against the American people. There has to be justice. And we're a just nation. We're a country of laws, right? And we're not obeying our own laws. Our government is not obeying our own laws. And we, the people, are the boss. And we, the people, have to take back our country. And we're not going to do it on November 6th. We're not going to do it through the Republican and Democrat Party, the corporatized government. We have to restore common law and the de jure republic. That's what we were founded upon. And the only way we're going to do that is if the people wake up quickly and come together and unite. It has to be done through a grassroots movement. And that's why I say go to righteousarmy.org.
Right. I agree with the grassroots part. It seems that people were not doing much grassroots work this past 2 years. They were most all getting paid to destroy stuff, to occupy, to make noise, to burn, to hit people even. They were getting hit ridiculous small amounts of money to do all that.
Yeah, well, look at the Tea Party. Remember the Tea Party movement? Look how that crashed and burned. You had the Glenn Becks get involved, and then they became commercialized. Next thing you know, they wanted to start censoring people from their groups. And what happened to the freedom movement? It was all about freedom, and before you know it, we centralized the power. Because we are so trained as Americans, we have to have leaders. We gotta have a leader. We gotta have a king. We always want a king to look up to. Why can't we govern ourselves? Why can't we be independent? Like the founding fathers gave us our independence, but we threw it away.
It's true. He's right. He's right. And people have been looking to all kinds of leaders between the president and the pope.
Yeah.
There's just too much man worship for me. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, and we need to look at within ourselves. You know, within ourselves, we are a good people. We, deep down inside, we're compassionate people. And there's a lot of good still in this country. You just have to go out there and make it arouse that good from the people. And you'll see people come together. And you'll see people fight for something that's righteous and that means something. Right now, you have scatterbrains out there. Everybody's doing this. I'm doing this on my podcast show. I'm doing this. I got a podcast. Everybody's doing this. My commercials, my YouTube channel. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's running around. You take a deep breath, you know, and start coming together as one network. They gave us the tools, the New World Order. It is a New World Order. They are trying to put in a global government. That's what they're trying to do. And they are doing a damn good job because they're controlling the information war and what we see and believe. How many people out there are so brain dead? It's just unbelievable. We talk amongst ourselves here on the internet and on these podcast shows, and we talk to awake people all the time. But I don't know how you guys do out there in the general public, but man, when I'm out there in the general public, I can't find anybody awake.
At my job, I do find a lot more people awake. It surprises me. The ones that are not surprise me too, because they're usually people of color. So
yeah,
so I find that really odd.
That is really odd. That is very. You would think that they would be the first ones to be awake and understand what's happening, but they're not. They don't, and they're not. And it's very odd and it's very strange. But that's a rough subject there, because there's hard things that have to be said and done to straighten out that problem in this country also. You know, because there is a huge division in this country, and there has to be hard lessons taught and learned. I don't care what happened back 200 years ago. I'm not going to apologize for what happened. I'm proud of being white, and I'm not going to be ashamed of being white, and neither are my children. You know, and anyone can call me a racist, and so be it. But you know, I'm not. But the point
right.
being is, I'm going to speak the facts.
You know what? Like, think back to when somebody really opened your eyes. It was always something somebody pointed out to you. And that is how it happened for me. Like, somebody pointed to, I think, a movie, and there was all this stuff about molestation of kids, and it just kind of expanded out to Pizzagate, and then I ended up down this ridiculous rabbit hole, but my curiosity took me the rest of the way. A lot of people don't have that, and they don't have the time for it. They don't make the time for it. They don't have the attention span for it. I mean, I could go down a list of things and reasons why people are not exploring a lot of the reasons why we can't trust the mainstream media, you know.
I had workers that worked for me when I was doing my landscaping, and I would play The Creature from Jekyll Island in my work truck, and they couldn't stand it. They're like, what the heck are you listening to? But then the same workers, I showed them some videos about 9/11, and they woke up. It's like all of a sudden now they can see, you know, wow, oh yeah, the Rothschilds, oh, the bankers, wow, the Federal Reserve, wow, you were right, you know. It's like, yeah, you're right. There's something that triggers that waking up of them, you know.
Yet, meanwhile, every 9/11, I see the same BS argument.
Yeah.
Oh, there's gas fuel, jet fuel burns, and it bent the steel beams, and it did this, and the Building 7 was on fire. Of course it was going to collapse. It was on fire for hours. I have just heard the same ridiculous arguments. And it's that people are not looking at the witnesses. There weren't that many, but the few that were, that spoke up, their testimony is very valid. And I'm tired. Like, every year, we forget more and more. You got 21-year-olds talking about 9/11 is nobody cares. Stop celebrating it, and eventually there will come a time when we don't remember that thousands of people died while we watched on live television in a spectacle meant to make billions and trillions of dollars for people whose names we'll never friggin' know, except for the building owner and maybe the president at the time.
You are so correct. I remember that day very clearly. I'm from Connecticut, actually. And I, you know, and I remember the state shutting down and the effect it had, and it was murdered. Those people were murdered.
Right. I remember people walking to the Bronx from down there. You couldn't take a bus or a train, a cab.
And people still dying. It's kind of like the people who grew up during the JFK years. They're a dying breed, and it's a forgotten part of our history. JFK was murdered. You know, I mean, this country has got to really lose everything. I think hard times have to fall on a real, real hard portion of this country for us to really, for the people to really rise up and shock everybody to take it back. And there has to be a transition. And there's going to be a few years during that transition that's going to be hard. Remember, you just can't shut down the Federal Reserve System and expect everything to be okay. you know?
I mean, right.
They control our money.
So true. And the market should dictate the percentages of, you know, that they raise the interest rates. It should not be the banks itself. And I just can't imagine, like, all of these things that we have now are illegal, and we're in the Constitution that we should not have. Like, we're not supposed to have federal police. Certainly not supposed to have federal banks.
That's right. That's right.
So, like,
and the corporations out there, they're so, the people that work for them, they're like robots. Have a good day. Oh, thank you very much. You know how they talk to you on the phone too? They're like robots, you know, and they're trained.
They say,
you know, and I can't stand it.
I can't stand that one. Stay safe. Kiss my ass. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call in and make that point. You know, I mean, and anybody that's listening out there, you know, go to righteousarmy.org. You know, go to the meetings, the Zoom meetings that we're having. I mean, there's people from all around the country. It's growing. And the militia community has – we're all militia, actually, technically. And it's the only way that we're going to take back this country. It's the only way.
That's right.
But
we might not take it back from the world.
Go ahead.
But I was going to say, we might not take it back from the whole world. The whole world was under the same spell of COVID fear. You know, when all the restrictions fell. There was not one country you could escape to that was like, we don't have masks here, and we don't care about the vaccine. Not one.
Yeah. Less than one. Did you see the numbers today that they released? Less than 1% of the people in the hospitals across the country are there because of COVID. But yet they're still promoting the damn vaccine.
They're still showing charts that the majority of people who are dying are unvaccinated. That lie is still going around. I'm like, I just saw it today.
Oh, I just saw that on Twitter where that was trending.
Right.
Incredible. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call tonight. I appreciate it. I'll check. Of course, I'll keep checking in with you guys. So I appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
All right.
God bless the Republic.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wish, like, we know what the problem is, but people don't want to hear the solution because it means they have to do something.
That's true.
So that's where we're at. And the communists know how to organize, but for us, it's too inconvenient.
Hmm. That's so true. But they have a lot of funding, too. Don't forget that. If people don't do anything if there's nothing in it for them. I don't care what party you're a part of. If they think you're going to tap into some big, you know, corporate entity and get their fair share or their cut, then that's what will drive them. I put up a video of the gentleman who was trying to get people to join the Communist Party back in the 20s, you know. Believe it or not, I put up a lot of stuff on my Facebook, and Madonna got more hits and more conversation than that man's video. People just, they can't even take the time. 2-minute video, 3-minute video. To listen to a real communist convert who went to Russia and studied how to be a communist in the school, came back to America, talked about all the things that they're doing right now, every single strategy. It's happening all over again. And that was in the 1930s, 40s, 50s. And look where we are now, not even 100 years later. We have people who are just like, la-di-da. But let me put up a picture of Madonna. And I do it on purpose. I don't care to put up any of that. I want to talk about what's happening in the world. I do it on purpose to see where people are at. And the amount of comments and likes is just, it's very disturbing. People want to see pranks. They want to see fist fights. They want to see controversial things that make them laugh or, you know, make their eyes big. but they don't care to hear about history and how we're repeating it and how we just lived through another party switch. The Democrats are now doing what the Republicans did 50 years ago.
And yeah, the Democrats aren't the land of the people anymore. Not even close.
The colors changed for the parties, too. The Republican Party used to be blue and vice versa. So what the hell's going on? And we're living in this matrix where we're just going in these endless circles and nobody's picking up on it yet?
The liberal Democrats are the ones that are pushing a nuclear war.
Right. Isn't that bizarre? That was what the Republicans were doing.
But it's our parents, V, that were the hippies of the 60s, and they've become their parents, unfortunately. They became everything that they said they would never be.
Right. Right. All that make love, not war stuff. You remember what happened to all those vets that came back from Vietnam? They got treated like criminals by people. They got turned away, spat upon, cursed at, yelled at. Those men went through the most traumatizing experience of their lives. It was disgraceful, and it all came from the media. People are so mindless. You just plant a thought in their head, and they just take it as their own?
Hmm. Well, that's what the Democrat Party does now.
That's right.
Nobody in their right mind would ever believe that a man can get pregnant, but the media told them that Brandon legalized it, so obviously it must happen.
Right. Get a few doctors on board and a celebrity, and next thing you know, it's Bible truth.
Yeah, how do you get a doctor to sign off on that? I just don't understand.
You know what people keep missing about this is that it's a mental illness, right? We know it's in the DSM-5? So, and 6. So gender dysphoria is a real mental illness. When you tell a kid that, yes, you're right, you were born in the wrong body, and you do need help and surgery to correct that, you're validating their mental illness, and you're making it worse. Because now you're not treating what it is that made them feel this way. You're telling them that their dysfunctional thinking is correct. And that they need surgery to fix that shit. And that's going to be coming out of their pockets or from their insurance. Either way, it's so wrong to capitalize on something like that. Somebody who's in such a state of mind, unbelievable. It's like people who are bulimic and anorexic. Why don't we just start giving them liposuction? Let Medicaid cover it. Yes, you're right, you are fat. Here's some lipo.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I feel like going over today, but I think I've said everything I felt like saying, I think.
You all cried out, like Lisa?
Yeah. I'm going to have to listen to some Chub Rock before bed, though. All right, well, we'll go ahead and close it up here. We got like 5 minutes. We're not going to learn anything.
All right.
Thank you, Vito, for joining us, and it was a pleasure to have you again, V. I've missed you.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I'm right, so Thursday. Let me know.
Okay. I might have to think about that.
Awesome.
All right. So anyway, I'll go ahead and wrap up here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just a Proof Negative show, but I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oops.
Here he is lying again. Here's Biden on last night with Jake Tapper. This buffoon, this senile buffoon, corruptocrat. Here he is last night pretending we're not in a recession when we just had 2 quarters of negative growth, revised 2 quarters of negative growth or shrinking economic numbers. That's what negative growth means. Has always been the definition of recession. Here he is pretending we're not in one and it's not happening. And idiots believe this guy. Just like they believe the mode and gas prices is a measure of the gas price nationwide. Check this out.
Did the American people prepare for a recession?
No. Look, they've been saying this now how every 6 months they say this. Every 6 months they look down the next 6 months and see what's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't been, there's no guarantee that they're going to be, I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly.
Lord of the idiot.
Right? Do you believe, folks, it's not even Lord of the Idiots Biden, Joe. It's Lord of the Idiots for people who believe this.
Yeah.
You believe this guy? Do you know how dumb you have to be to buy this guy's BS? Do you understand he lies about everything? I'm going to pose something to the audience. Think about this. You tell me one significant policy sphere where we're in a crisis right now where Biden's told you the truth. Tell me one. One. I'll wait. Anyone? Afghanistan? The border? There are no Americans left behind. The border's secure. Inflation's transitory. We're not in a recession. Gas prices are 326. The crime statistics. What? Tell me one thing this guy has told you the truth about. One thing. The dead congresswoman. Oh, no, he knew she was dead. She was just top of mind. Really? He was calling for her at an event. She's dead. She died in August. Can you tell me one thing? You know you can't. Please stop embarrassing yourself. You can stop foaming at the mouth and pissing in your diaper right now, too. The guy is a disgrace to the country and a disgrace to the White House. He is the single most corrupt human being to ever enter the White House, him and his son. We have a crime family operating out of the Oval Office right now, and we're all suffering for it. Folks, the gaslighting, it's never going to stop. Whether it's COVID, where I started, gas prices, crime numbers, recession, inflation, it's never going to stop until this guy hopefully decides not to run again. He is a disaster. We should have listened to Barack Obama. Don't underestimate this guy's ability to F things up. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to my Clips channel at rumble.com/BonginoClips.
All righty.